play-by-play broadcast experience to the Vegreville and District Minor Hockey League. This is Vegreville Dairy Queen Big League Broadcast on Country 106.
Yes, indeed. Welcome inside the Wally Fadoon Arena, and welcome to our first Dairy Queen Big League broadcast of the 2023-2024 season. We are once again here with the stars of Vegreville Minor Hockey, and we'll be covering all the different age groups here over the next couple of weeks. And once again, excited to be here for Vegreville Minor Hockey. We start off at the U15 ranks today. We've got the U15 Wranglers getting set to take on the visiting Provost Blades. And our broadcast, once again, brought to you in part by Dairy Queen. They've got their Hot Cocoa Blizzard back once again. Make sure you check that out. Dairy Queen, a proud sponsor of our Big League broadcast as well. A big thank you to our other sponsors, Nutrien Ag Solutions, Dubuque Accounting, Stealth Bin Products, N-Cube and Landry, J&S Moving Limited, and Volton Electric. Thrilled to be back once again, as we said, and over the next few weeks we will be covering the different age groups here in town, and once again Dairy Queen back as our title sponsor, and that means that each and every game we will select our Dairy Queen player of the game, and they will receive a coupon for a free medium blizzard as well. A big thank you to our friends at Dairy Queen right here in Vegreville. Well, we're going to start things off with the U15 Wranglers, so let's get to know them a little better. Let's take a look at today's roster. Wearing number 2 will be backup netminder Lennox Carrick. Wearing number 5, Owen McComish. Number 7, Matthew Melnick. Number 8, Dawson Lazotte. Number 9, Brady Welleschuk. Number 10, Raiden Weinkoff. Number 11 is Oliver Horan. Number 12, Torin Lockhart. Number 13, Sam Stridham. Number 14, Alex Klein. Number 17, Reese Dimitru. Number 18, Hunter Chips. Number 19, Kobe Demansky. Number 21, Jack Reynolds. Number 25, Brock McTavish. Intending goal today for the Wranglers, number 31, Charlie Bjornson. Bjornson has been a solid rock back there this season for the Wranglers, coming in with a goals against average of .399 and a save percentage of .890. And looking to improve on those numbers today. On the other side, though, you've got a Provost team known for scoring goals. This Blades squad, 14 games played, 92 goals, led on the season by Drayden Armstrong. 23 goals through 13 games played for Armstrong, and so that will be one to watch for sure. We are set and ready to begin. They are meeting at center ice. And we are underway. Dairy Queen Big League broadcasts back on the air here for the 2023-2024 season. And it's the U15 Wranglers taking on the visiting Provost Blades. Right away, we've got a loose puck poked inside the Provost zone. Blades will try to chip that one out. They do get it down the ice. Dimitru racing back, trying to get this one first for Vegreville. Lays that one to the line, not out. Farish keeping it alive here for Provost. Second chance to clear this one and get the rush started. The pass out for Stridham. Stridham tips it ahead, moving in. Stridham with a shot, scores! Sam Stridham, 5-hole on the rush. Beautiful goal, and it comes 39 seconds in. Talk about a hot start to this one for the home side, Vegreville Wranglers. Getting out of the gates flying with a goal from Sam Stridham. What a beauty of a shot. Just coming down the wing, felt some pressure, so decided to take the shot. 5-hole it goes. A solid start to things here for the hometown Wranglers. Now, and they're getting underneath Maxwell Spencer, starting netminder for Provost here. Now the Blades starting out of their own zone. And it is the captain, Caden Schneider, leading it up over the blue line, only to have it knocked away by the Wranglers. All the way down the ice. Now inside the Provost zone, Blades has a little bit of trouble holding on to this one. Back with it here is McComish. Knocks that one towards the net. Spencer plays it down low, and McComish is on it. Nice moves behind the net here from McComish. Gets it out front. They can't get the shot off. McComish coming out, takes the shot, and that one will whistle wide. Now Provost with another clearing attempt, but again stopped at the line. Wrangler is doing a good job here in the opening few minutes, keeping this puck inside the Provost zone. They get it to the front. There's a shot from Welischuk, but that one read well by Spencer. And in good position, we'll hold on to that one. So that first goal from Sam Stridham, fifth on the season for them. Now off the faceoff inside the Provost zone. This one's going to be played to the line and now out. Poked all the way down the ice. Again, a race to the puck between Huber and Dimitru. Dimitru's going to get to it first. Play that one up the side for McComish. Tries the lead pass, but just out of the reach of Lockhart. This will allow Provost to try and turn things around, but it's center. Puck taken away and dumped right in by Lockhart. Back to get it first is Farish. Tries to play it into the corner. Nobody there but McComish. Now McTavish knocks it down low. Stridham to the front of the net. Lockhart just misses. What a setup there by Sam Stridham. Stridham tries another centering pass. This one will hit a stick. Come back to Stridham. Again throws it to the front. Has Lockhart shot on that one. Just off to the side. Lockhart coming close on a couple of whacks here. Now played around the boards. Clearing attempt will get out. And out to center where it's hammered back in by Dimitru. And that line will go off on a change for the Wranglers. Provost starting out of their own zone again. Owen Kravinsky in with a shot, and Bjornsson has to make his first save. Now to the blue line. Not out. Kept alive here by Provost. Second chance to clear, and Dimitru will just skate this one up and send it the length of the ice. Icing waved off, and Welischuk, good job on the forecheck, knocks that puck free. Back to the point. One-timer stopped there. Loose puck in front of the net, and the Blades turn it back the other way. Three on two if they can hurry. With speed, here comes Murray up over the line. Takes the shot and scores. Provost with a response. This one coming at 3:33. And off the stick of Logan Murray. That was a 3-on-1 rush. And Murray decides to keep, beats Bjornsson on the far side. And Provost has tied things up. We're all equal at 1-1. Solid goal there for Logan Murray. And now Provost starting the rush once again. For Murray, that's going to be goal number 12 on the season. Blades have it knocked away as they cross the blue line. In possession of Dimitru, who will drop this one off for McTavish. Now ahead for Lockhart. Lockhart gets knocked down after crossing the blue line, but Stridham following the play. Stridham with a good opportunity. Has it knocked away right in front of the net. Caden Schneider trying to clear. Only gets it as far as the blue line. And this one kept alive. And again, here are the Wranglers trying to get something going in the offensive zone. And this line combination doing a great job of that. Lockhart, McTavish, and Stridham. But the puck going to be knocked away. And now it's a race to it again. And again, Dimitru will come back in time. Dimitru with a long arc. Now turns on the brakes. Just lightly slides one into the zone. That'll be knocked back out. And Armstrong hammered at center ice. Solid hit by McComish to put down Armstrong. Another one as Armstrong looked for a little revenge on McComish. And McComish sits him down a second time. Now one's going to be sent down the ice. Icing call here against the Wranglers. But man, oh man, what a sequence for Owen McComish. The big hit on the leading scorer, Armstrong. And Armstrong was looking for a little revenge. Tried to come in for one of his own. And McComish sits him right back down. So two big hits from the Wranglers' McComish here as we approach the five-minute mark of period number one. Score all even at one apiece. Now the Wranglers get it out to center ice. A little bit of trouble there for Horan holding on to it. Now gets it back. Oliver Horan over the blue line. double-teamed, gets the puck back to the point. They throw that one on net. It'll just be gobbled up by Spencer, who will hold on for another faceoff. Our broadcast this season brought to you in part by Dairy Queen, home of the Hot Cocoa Blizzard and proud sponsor of our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. Make sure you check it out. Another faceoff inside the Provost zone. Immediately pushed down low here by the Wranglers. They try to get it out front, and it'll roll past Horan at the point. Come out to center. Last man back situation, and Melnick keeps it alive. Now the play to the middle of the ice is going to be knocked into the zone by Huber. Huber's got some room in. Shot, glove save. Bjornsson flashing the leather to take that one away from Huber. Nice bounce back save there from Charlie Bjornsson after giving up the goal. Solid play. Off the faceoff here. Another quick blast on Bjornsson right into the logo on the chest. And that will be another faceoff. One-one tie here between Vegreville and Provost. Wranglers win the draw, get it out to center, and this one dumped in by McTavish. Trying to chase this one down is Lockhart. Puck does come free. Played around the boards by Riker Farish. Tried to get that one to Huber. Gets as far as the line, kept alive by Sam Stridham. Now this one knocked to the sideboards as both teams dig away. Wranglers get it to the point. Big blast glove save by Spencer. That time it was Alex Klein winding up with that right-hand shot. We'll get ourselves another face-off here. We've played 6 minutes, 17 seconds. A 1-1 tie. Wranglers getting on the board 39 seconds in on a beauty of a goal from Sam Stridham. Logan Murray with the response goal. A little under 3 minutes later for Provost. Now the Blades get that one just over the blue line before it's shot right back in. Now Rossler going to dump it right back in, but icing the call there against the Blades. And so bring this one all the way back. Our broadcasts this season brought to you in part by Nutrien Ag Solutions for all your farm input needs and cutting-edge technologies. Visit Nutrien Ag Solutions in Vegreville, Harry Hill, and Innisfree. Proud supporter of Vegreville Minor Hockey, farming for excellence. Armstrong chasing the puck down the ice. Now has this one in. They try to center a pass that's going to go off of Dimitru, and finding it in his feet was Bjornsson, who makes the quick cover. And we'll get another faceoff inside the Vegreville zone. Almost done 7 minutes here in the first period. Score even at 1, shots even at 5. Off the faceoff, Farish winds up and takes the shot, and Bjornsson has to read a bit of a flutter puck there, but does well, makes the pad save, and will hold on again. Another faceoff here with McComish lining up against Armstrong. McComish wins that one clean. The defense having a little trouble there moving past Armstrong. Puck does go down low. Rowan Roessler back there for the Blades. Moves it to the point. Farish with a shot tipped and in. Armstrong gets that tip on it. Camped out in front. And it's 7:07. We've got our first Provost lead on a deflected point shot. Armstrong, so many goals so far this season. You can see that nose for the net, hanging out in front, waiting for the point shot. Now right off the draw, one dumped in on Spencer, who will quickly cover that one up. And we'll get another faceoff in the Provost zone. Blades now leading things 2-1. Right off the draw, a big blast off the post by Melnick. Spencer didn't see that one until he heard the ping behind him. Now it's center. Lockhart puts it back into the zone. Dolan tries to clear, but Stridham stops it. Stridham gets hit hard, and the puck down low. Lockhart on it again. Trying to move this one free. McTavish. Not a piece of it. It rolls to the point. Melnick winds up again. Another blast. This one's going to go wide. McTavish on it. Trying to spin off a check. Loses the puck, though. And now a loose one. Stridham sends towards the net. That one goes off one of the blades and into the corner. Now a double check. Looked like a penalty, but the ref put his arm up and then right back down. Not sure what that was about. As now the Wranglers start out from their own zone with speed. It's McTavish over the line. Lets the shot go and it whistles wide. Now bouncing puck picked up on the other side by Murray. Gets to the point. Melnick keeping it alive. Nice job there. Shot is going to whistle over the net. Another one towards the goal. And that one underneath and in. Great rebound by the side of the net there. And the Wranglers can celebrate that one from Raiden Weinkopf. Melnick going to get an assist on that one as Vegreville has tied this one up. Goal on the rebound. And a back and forth first period continues. We've played 8.5 minutes already, 2-2. Wranglers on the attack, and they've got it inside the zone. Now knocked away. And out at center, here come the Blades over the blue line. Trailing the play, there's a shot going to go wide. Huber behind the net, takes a bit of a bump, but gets it to Armstrong. Armstrong loses control of this one. Picked up here by McComish. McComish gets around Huber and takes off. McComish up over center. Now over the blue line. Lead pass, nice one. There's a shot. What a save by Spencer to take that one away from Welischuk. Back the other way comes Armstrong over the line. Armstrong knocked down, and we get a whistle, and there will be our first penalty. A tripping call, and that means a power play chance here for the Provost Blades. McTavish, the guilty party. It has been a back and forth first period. 2-2 our score. Vegreville opening the scoring, then back-to-back goals from the Blades. For a nice goal on the rebound there from Raiden Weinkopf. Equaled things at 2. Now the Blades looking to start the rush into the zone. They're over the blue line. Try for the shot, whiffing on that one, and that will allow Dimitru to grab it. Clearing attempt, though, hits a body. Goes into the corner. Roessler in behind the net looking for an opening. Gets it out to the side. Now to the point. There's a shot that's going to skew off a body and down low. Wranglers trying to clear. Get it as far as the sideboards for it shot back around. Now another clearing attempt by the Wranglers. Gets as far as the blue line. There's a long shot. Bjornsson going to see that one easily. Make the glove save. And hold on. 2-2 our score. Our first Dairy Queen Big League broadcast of the season. It's the U-15s on our airwaves this afternoon. And now looking for another big point shot off the draw, but that one's going to get whiffed on. It goes down low. Sent back to the point. Kravenki keeping it alive. Only momentarily. Now the second chance to clear it. Sent all the way down. And Sam Stridham going to gain an edge. Stridham gets to it first and gets crunched into the end boards by Kravenki. Big hit there delivered by Owen Kravenki. Stridham no worse for the wear. Rejoining the play in their own zone. Now a bump on Armstrong. Knocks the puck free. And content to dump it down the ice is Raiden Weinkopf, right in on the netminder. Spencer drops it off for Kravenki. Pravanky, big body defender, moving up. Shuts to the other side, tries to take a shot. That one's going to hit a stick and go wide. Huber on the other side, a little bit of trouble controlling it. Now Armstrong takes a bump, and Welischuk has the puck. Welischuk moves it around the boards. Penalty is over, and they've dumped it down the ice, so it will be an icing call. All the way down. 8:32 to go in our first period. 2-2 is our score. Wranglers leading this one. Another face-off. This one to the right of Bjornsson. Off the draw to the point. There's a big shot tipped, but Bjornsson still gets the pad on it and will make the save. Continued pressure here from the Provost Blades. Another face-off. This time they'll move it over to the left of Bjornsson. Murray wins it back, and Dahlin tries another shot from the point. Again, gobbled up by Bjornsson and not allowing a rebound. Solid play there. It remains 2-2. As now the Wranglers get the puck off the draw, they will skate it over the line, but it's pushed right back in. Chips on it. Plays one ahead, gets it in front of the penalty box area where it's almost shot back in, but another block here from the Wranglers. Going to do a good job to get that puck down the ice. This will do it. And this will allow that tired line to go off on a change. To the point, Lockhart still with some room to move here. Drops it back. There's a shot from Chips. Big rebound, stopped as well. Maxwell Spencer with two big stops. One save and then the big rebound in front. Will lead to another faceoff here. Right by the Provost net. 7:46 remaining in the first period. All tied at two. Lockhart to take this draw. Wins it back for Dimitru, whose big blast goes up and over the glass. And we'll get ourselves a face-off in neutral ice. This line has been having the best period so far for the Wranglers. Lockhart, McTavish, and Stridham. And right away they push the puck into the offensive zone again. Going to be spat out to center. Now the Blades get it over the line. Dimitru gets a stick on it. Tries to go ahead for McTavish, but Farish gets to it first and dumps one in deep. Now Lockhart coming back to help the D. Lockhart along the sides to Stridham, who chips it past the man at the point. All the way down, and it will be an icing call. They'll bring that one all the way back. And we can thank another one of our great sponsors for our big league broadcast in Dubuque Accounting. When the numbers just don't add up and all that crunching is giving you a headache, call Dubuque Accounting. They make it all make sense. This face off to the right of Bjornsson. This one stays on the circle momentarily. Both teams trying to get a stick on this one. And now it is sent down low inside the Wrangler zone. They try and wrap one around the boards. McComish in there digging away. Huber as well. Now Murray coming over to help out. Back to the point. Big blast from Hines is going to hit a teammate and go into the corner. Huber does get it back under control, puts it down low. Nobody there but Dimitru, though. And a clearing attempt will get past the man at the point and all the way down. Icing waved off. Now the puck sent back forward here by the Blades. Murray tries to pass. That one hits Welischuk. And now the second chance to clear will bounce off the boards and will be... Well, I thought it was going to be an icing call. They're going to wave that one off, though. And it's sent back out to center where it's dumped right back in by the Blades. Melnick Gets this one under control for the Wranglers. Tries to go ahead for McComish. He'll get it out to center. Dolan back on it there. Trying to go ahead for Tucker. Puts that one into the zone, but it bounces right back. Armstrong going to skate the line. Now come in on the other side. Can't get around Welischuk. Good stick check there. Now Welischuk fighting for a check. Moves it ahead and has a Weinkopf. Lets the shot go and it whistles wide. McComish on the other side. Loses possession along the boards. Blades get it to Tucker. Tucker with a little bit of room to move. Gets that one into the corner. Lockhart to it first. Plays it to Stridham. Stridham takes the big hit, but gets that puck down on the ice. Racing in after it, taking the shot off the side of the net. There was Lockhart. Now a loose puck squirts out in front. McTavish with a shot off the blocker of the netminder. Spencer stays out. Lockhart gets it back. Swings it to the point. Winding up is Klein with a shot. Big stop. Rebound. Welischuk whiffing on it in front. Second chance stopped as well. What an opportunity for the Wranglers, but the Blades will take this one away. All the way up the ice, crossing the blue line is Armstrong, but gets shoved off the puck, and Bjornsson will just cover up that puck as it rolls towards the net. Great opportunity again by that line for the Wranglers. I think Welischuk might have had the best chance out of all of those. Just couldn't get that shot to go from the slot area. Another face-off to the right of Bjornsson. Right away into the slot area. Bjornsson has to make a save. Now gets shoved as well. Wranglers back the other way to Lockhart. Lockhart puts it in deep. Spencer just going to cover that one up as he sees a mess of black jerseys coming in. Wranglers wearing the home blacks with the red and white trim. On the other side in the road, whites with the blue and gold trim as the Provost Blades. 4:30 remaining here in period number one. And off the draw here, Blades will get it out to center ice. Chips puts it right back in, and McTavish is on it there. McTavish plays it into the corner, gets rubbed out along the boards. Penalty coming up here, and Farish will touch it up to draw the whistle. Interference call coming up. And McTavish, good to see, bounce back up. First power play opportunity for the Wranglers in this period. Guilty party being taken off, and that is going to be Colby Hines. So for the first time today, we will see the Vegreville power play. 4:11 to go in the period. Off the draw, Dimitru gets it across. There's a long shot, but it's going to go wide into the corner. Now big hit by McComish. Gets it to Welischuk. Welischuk from in behind the net. Banks one off the boards. Gets it to Chips. Back to Welischuk. Welischuk has a little bit of trouble holding it. Clearing attempt stopped at the line by Chips and forced down low. Both teams converge on it, but it is the Blades who send it to the line, touched up by Dimitru, but is going to be a penalty on the play as Chips got a little too active with the stick and a slash called, so there goes the power play. So now 4-on-4 for a minute 28. A lot of open ice out there for the Speedsters. Off the draw, Dolan tries the shot, blocked by McComish. Armstrong will get it back. Trying to wrestle their way around. Welischuk sent into the corner. Welischuk bumped off the puck, and Armstrong will grab it. Back to the point. Here's a big shot stopped by Bjornsson, and the rebound cleared by Melnick. Melnick tries to race their way out of the zone, taken away by Armstrong. Armstrong with a shot, and Bjornsson makes the save. Another solid stop from Charlie Bjornsson. 3:07 remaining in our first period and 57 seconds left of 4-on-4 hockey. Our broadcast this season brought to you in part by Stealth Bin Products. They not only sell bins, they also deliver, install, customize, and repair your grain handling system. See what they can do for your farming operation at StealthBinProducts.com. Now the Wranglers, Weinkauf gets it out of the zone, out to the blue line of the... Oh, we're going to get an offside here as the Blades, just a step too fast, was Armstrong. So bring it back out, 2:48 to go in this first period. Still a 2-2 tie. All the goals coming in the first 8 minutes and 34 seconds. Off the draw here. Lockhart has it caught up in skates. Now we'll push that one into the provost zone. They'll get it out to center, but Dimitru pushes it right back in. Blades. Try it again. They will clear this one out to the blue line of the Wranglers. But they are content to just dump it down the ice. Farish back to get this one. Farish under pressure from Lockhart. Loses possession of the puck. Lockhart under pressure from Farish. The two of them tied up in the end boards. Referee with a close eye on it is coming in to help out as Huber. First penalty is over, and now a bit of power play time for Provost. They get that one into the zone, but it's shot around the boards. And cleared, but up and out of play by Dimitru. And so we'll get another faceoff. Minute 48 to go in the period, 11 seconds left in the penalty to Chips. Another face-off in the Wrangler zone. This one to the left of Bjornsson. And off this face-off, they win it to the point. Big blast scores! And so with just 6 seconds remaining on the power play, Provost does get a goal with the man advantage. And it's off that big blast from the point. Just a clean face-off win. And that was Armstrong in the circle, winning it right back to Caden Schneider, who let that one go. So Provost takes a lead here with a minute 40 to play in the period. Now the Blades back over the line again, and again it's Armstrong. Armstrong gets rubbed out along the boards. Big-time hit delivered there by Klein, and now the loose puck picked up by Melnick. A little bit of room to move. Matthew Melnick up over the blue line, sees some space, takes the shot from a sharp angle, stopped and held onto by Maxwell Spencer. 3-2, Provost Blades leading this one on that latest goal. And that goal for Schneider will be number 8 on the season. Lone assist to Armstrong, who won the faceoff. Now the Blades start the rush out of their own zone. They get it just over the blue line. Hines will finish things off by dumping that one around the boards. Horan, first one to it, gets it ahead to McTavish. Tries to play it to Weinkauf. Can't quite clear the zone. Second chance will be Dimitru's. He'll skate that one up to center and dump it around the boards. 45 seconds on the clock. Blades starting out of their own zone again. Push that one into the zone. Dimitru, first one to it. Gets it under control and plays it to McComish. McComish trying to clear, but it's kept alive by Hines. Sends one down low. Horan to it first. Off the boards and ahead for Welischuk. Welischuk tips it past and was going after it, but we're going to get a whistle as Welischuk took the big hit. And that is going to be a penalty. It looks like kneeing the call. And the guilty party is Kravenki. With 19 seconds left in the period. Power play opportunity here for the Wranglers. Kravenki, no stranger to the penalty box. 64 penalty minutes in 12 games this season coming in. Off the faceoff, it is Lockhart controlling it. Lockhart looking for a pass. Drops it back from Melnick. Lets the shot go, but it's blocked in front of him by Armstrong, who will send it the length of the ice. Dimitru racing back to get it, and we'll just clear it out to center as the seconds tick off. And Welischuk can't get that shot off before the horn sounds. First period complete, but that double minor for Neeing will carry over into the second period. And we can take a look at our scoring summary, our very first Dairy Queen Big League broadcast of the season, as the two teams will go to their respective locker rooms. 20 minutes done here at the Wally Fadoon Arena. And our broadcast this season brought to you in part by N. Cuban Landry, chartered professional accountants that specialize in agriculture, corporate and personal tax. Get your taxes in order today with N. Cube and Landry. Well, Vegreville getting off to a hot start in this one. 39 seconds in, Sam Stridham on the rush on the right-hand side just lets his shot go, and that one will beat Maxwell Spencer 5-hole and make it a 1-0 early lead for Vegreville. Stayed that way until 3:33 of the period when Logan Murray on a 3-on-1 rush decides to keep, and a shot on the far side that beats Charlie Bjornson make it a 1-1 tie on the 12th of the year for Logan Murray. Then at 7:07, Provost takes the lead, a deflected point shot. Farish let the shot go, but it was Drayton Armstrong who got that last touch on it. 24th on the year for Armstrong, Farish, and Roosler with the assists. That made it 2-1 Blades, but a minute and 27 seconds later, Vegreville getting rewarded for some very hard work down low. Melnick with the first shot that stopped, but Raiden Weinkauf flipping the rebound past Spencer, making it a 2-2 tie. That goal on the season is number 5 for Raiden Weinkauf. It stays that way until late in the period. A power play goal from Caden Schneider. And this one coming on a blast of a point shot. There's the clean faceoff win by Armstrong back for Schneider. And Schneider uncorks one through traffic. 8th on the year for them. Armstrong with the lone assist. Provost takes a 3-2 lead into the intermission, but they also take a little bit of penalty trouble in there. Kravanki assessed a double minor for kneeing with 18 seconds remaining, and that means that 3 minutes and 42 seconds of that will carry over into the second period. On the power play in that first period, Vegreville 0-for-1. On the other side, Provost 1-for-2 with the man advantage. Both teams have registered 14 shots on goal, and that is where we sit. Through 20 minutes, 3-2, Provost on top. Second period up in just a little bit. Again, you're listening to our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast, brought to you in part by J&S Moving Limited, locally owned and operated out of Vegreville. J&S Moving Limited will make your next move a stress-free one. With over 35 years of experience in the moving industry, J&S Moving will get you, your family, and your items where they need to be. I'm Jeff Dick. We're going to turn it over for a quick commercial break, send it back to our world headquarters for a look at today's out-of-town scoreboard and five-day weather forecast, and we'll be back with the second period in just a moment. You're listening to the Dairy Queen Big League broadcast on Country 106.